Hello, gorgeous. Welcome back to another episode of the Anita Aman Show. And welcome to week 4 of the February Love Series that I have been doing all month long. We have this episode and one more episode, and then we are done. As usual, if you haven't listened to the previous episodes, please go back and listen to them in order, as they are tiered to help you melt away your love blocks one tiny step at a time from the inside out. Just a reminder that this series does not touch on every aspect or detail of love. It doesn't even get close to touching on every single detail or aspect or problem that we have. It's not a cure-all for all of your love problems. It is a small awakening to the love lifestyle that all of us should be living in. I don't want you to think that the love work stops here. These episodes are just like seeds being planted in your mind to help you start reinventing your life from love rather than disconnect, and to help you awaken to a different type of energy that you can and should have in your life. The first 2 weeks were all about showing up for self-love. Last week was about slowly opening our hearts to the world again. And this week, we are bringing romance into our life by falling in love with our lives right now. Not at a destination, not after you buy a house or buy that car or buy that new wardrobe, not at a career, not at a financial status, but right fucking now. Romance isn't only for your lovers or yourself for self-love. Romance is in your life. And it should be when it comes to the hobbies that you have, the behaviors, the habits, what you expose yourself to. What is life if we are not romanticizing the short amount of time that we have on this planet? Doing what scares us, doing what excites us, and doing what calms us and reminds us of who we are and the magic on this planet. And quickly, if you can hear my dog eating her food, please just ignore it. She eats at the worst times and is so loud, but she's over there romanticizing her life, eating her food. And it's just sometimes when we watch our animals, they can be such a reminder that happiness doesn't have to take a lot. Like our animals, they chill, they sleep, they eat, they want to go outside, and they do it all over again. And they are just one of the happiest beings on this planet. So that was just a sidebar. My focus for 2023 has changed significantly compared to the previous years. In previous years, I set all of the goals, did all the extra shit, like spend so much time in the gym, work like crazy. My calendar was always filled with to-do lists of things that I genuinely were passionate about and loved, but they weren't always fun. Like I was exhausted. I put fun to the side to get everything done and produce more and be more and meet these production levels. I was really strict with my life for the name of success. I was heavily in the hustle and grind mode, focused mainly on my career and my body, being more muscular, having more external things, keeping up with the Joneses, trying to gain some sense of worth from doing and being and whatever. The illusion of capitalism and hustle culture trapped me because I was so afraid of being a failure and having nothing like I saw when I was growing up. And I think that's what traps a lot of people, is we are working from a place of fear, a place of afraid of missing out on all the nice things or the experiences. But I will tell you, I was a slave to a way of life that isn't even guaranteed. And I don't even want to say a life that isn't even guaranteed, because success, if you show up and work, is guaranteed. But I was a slave to a way of life that wasn't actually going to bring me happiness I thought it would if I wasn't taking care of myself in the ways I needed to. And that is what I want a lot of people to realize, is there's nothing wrong with having a career. There's nothing wrong with wanting a house and a car and, you know, making a lot of money. I'm such a fucking advocate for it. Love those things. But I want us to really get into the acceptance that those things are not going to bring us happiness. They will bring us excitement, and they may make our life a little bit easier. But if we aren't making happiness an inside job, we are always going to be a slave to the next big fucking thing. And none of us want to be slaves to our mind. None of us want to be a slave to our system. We want to experience freedom. And for me, I kept putting off loving my life for some other time. And unconsciously, it kept me in a cycle of suffering. And I know that a lot of people are experiencing the same type of life. But last year, I experienced an intense burnout for 8 to 10 months. And it was fucking crazy. It came out of nowhere. I was like, what the fuck? It was so crippling, I knew something had to change. And when I tell you I had no energy to even get up in the mornings, which is so unlike me, I mean it. I mean, I jump out of bed. I am so passionate about life, so excited. I always see the magic in everything. But it was so intense and so crippling that it pulled me away from a lot of the love that I had for myself and a lot of the love that I had for my career or even the small hobbies that I have, because I was so trapped in that hustle and grind mode and in the cycle of capitalism and in the illusion that it was going to bring me happiness. But in reality, it wasn't. It was draining the shit out of me. My mindset, focus, energy, and perspective needed an upgrade. So I took a very long pause to reassess what was valuable and essential to my overall well-being. And yes, my career is one of greatness, one that I won't ever give up or compromise on, one that I will continue to work intentionally on because I love it so much. But I had to realize that there is also this other side of myself and life I have to nurture. It was begging me to spend more time with myself and what makes me feel good rather than doing things that I felt I had to do. So take note of how I said I wasn't going to be working harder, but I was going to be working intentionally. Working harder for the sake of working fucking harder is the thing that leads majority of people into the hole that I went into with burnout. And if you aren't careful, will lead you into a place of depression and anxiety. So when I have this mindset shift, I've woken up to one of the most significant and most straightforward revelations that I've ever had. And I've had some big ones. And it's so fucking simple. I'm like, what the fuck? The realization is that life is so fucking short and it's only getting shorter and shorter every day. And I know it seems simple, but how often do we waste so much time waiting for the future to come without realizing that once the future comes, like, we are still missing out on time? We are putting our minutes away, waiting around for some big thing to happen and not giving ourselves permission to be in the moment. For me, waking up to this truth, I spent less time stressing about the little shit and more time maximizing every single moment. Falling in love with every moment, falling in love with life right now instead of waiting until whatever perfection that I was chasing. And that is how I challenge you to live in love this week. We put off a lot of things for the future. We say, I'll love myself when I lose 5 to 10 pounds. I'll love myself when I stop acting like this or that. I'll love my life when I have the perfect house and car and career, whatever. I'll love my partner when they stop pissing me off. It's all so conditional and limited love because of how programmed we have been. We see these perfectly scripted movies and TV shows. Mass media pushes the idea of a perfect life, and if you haven't obtained it, then you aren't shit. Most people are chasing an idea of life because they think it's going to bring them happiness, but they're chasing shit that they don't really even fucking want. They have been brainwashed to think they want it because everyone else is doing it or everyone else has it. So what if you stopped waiting and started loving right now? Loving so much that you have no option but to create moments of bliss with what's right in front of you. You're never going to get this time back. There is no time machine. There is no rewind button. We don't get to do it over. We don't get to relive this life again. So we have to start waking up from the illusions and distractions that say happiness is in something other than yourself and cherish every moment. You may not be where you want to be, which is okay. You may have struggles or current hardships, and it's okay. The key is to find love in the darkness. falling in love with your life right now doesn't mean you have to stay the same or settle. It doesn't mean that you should stop pursuing a career or external success. It doesn't mean that you have to stop creating a bigger and brighter future. Falling in love with your life right now means that you get to experience bliss along the journey instead of waiting around for some external thing to change you. And I know it's hard to be at a job you don't like, or maybe not be in the home you would like to be in. Maybe you're in a family situation you don't like or have financial issues, whatever it might be. I want you to put those to the side and remind yourself that all of the hardships can be temporary if you start shifting your focus on the energy that you actually want to feel instead of being controlled by them. One thing I've been asking myself is, if I look back in 5 years, will stressing about this really make a difference? And 9 times out of 10, it's no. So why not start creating a beautiful journey to experience rather than waiting for a destination for a short moment of bliss? When you fall in love with life, you automatically start dissolving the limitations that keep you at a standstill because you start prioritizing what's actually important instead of entertaining mediocre shit that isn't really worth anything. You deserve the best of energy now. So fall in love with what's right here. Romanticize your life. Use your resources. Use your creativity, because really you already have so much. So use it while you create even more. If you want to dive deeper into love, falling in love with your life, don't forget to sign up for the 14-day Love Lifestyle Challenge to help you awaken love in mind, body, and soul. For 14 days straight, you're going to get a 3 to 5 minute audio recording of what to focus on for that day. And at the end of the 14 days, you'll get a love meditation, the Love Lifestyle ebook with all of the audio recordings typed out, affirmations, and lifestyle tips to keep love alive all year round. Head to my website, anitaamon.com, or head to my Instagram to grab the link in my bio. Don't forget to come back next week for the last episode of the 5-week love series. Continue to practice every single tip, tool, and intention that we have set out over the last 4 weeks. And I'll see you next week.